Hi, my name is Dr. Angela Johnson, and it's an honor to have you join me today. Welcome to RAIN, a four-step mindfulness practice that's often useful when we are feeling a little overwhelmed. While this and other mindfulness practices will never prevent stress from occurring, research shows that they can help us respond to life with greater ease and self-compassion. So let's go ahead and get started. So we'll just begin this meditation by closing your eyes or allowing your gaze to rest softly on the floor in front of you, and make any sort of changes for comfort. And as you just come into being still, just take a few breaths. A nice full in-breath, filling the chest and the belly. And a slow out-breath, feeling the sensations of the breath as you exhale. And let's do that another time. A nice full in-breath, filling the chest and belly. And a slow out-breath, feeling the sensations of the breath as you exhale. And then let the breath resume at its natural rhythm. So I'd like to now invite you to bring to mind a recent situation, where perhaps you've been experiencing some difficulty, either in relation to yourself or with another person. You know, maybe it was a difficult or a frustrating conversation or situation at home or at work. And as you kind of bring the situation to your mind's eye, perhaps, you know, certainly picking one that on a scale of 1 to 10 is maybe a 3 and not something that's a 15 or 20 or 50. And maybe it's one in which you've been caught up in some sort of kind of reactivity. Maybe it's in judgment of yourself, or maybe you're feeling angry or irritated with someone or a situation. And just see if you can allow your attention to rest on this situation for a moment, just kind of noticing or remembering, you know, some of the details and maybe some of the emotions that you felt at that time. And as you reflect on the situation, we're going to begin the first step of RAIN. So the first step of RAIN is R, recognize. And you might ask yourself, what's happening inside of me right now? And by that I mean kind of what sensations might you be noticing? What emotions might you be most aware of? What emotions might be most prominent? So maybe you notice anger or frustration or sadness. And there is some scientific evidence to suggest that when we label, especially what we're noticing, that it actually down-regulates or begins to quiet the amygdala, which is associated with the fight or flight, and upregulates, right, the prefrontal cortex, which is really important for feeling focused and being able to respond with emotional intelligence to kind of our life. So if you'd like, you can actually label what you're noticing, and by just simply completing the phrase, I notice, and then filling in whatever emotion or feeling or sensation you're most aware of. And so now the second step is A, which means allow. So instead of kind of going into fight or flight, right, and trying to fix it, change it, ignore it, judge it, we instead just kind of at this step take a breath and see if you can allow whatever emotion or sensation is present to just be here. You know, and there's a possibility that you might not like this particular feeling, but the reality is that it's the emotion or the feeling that's here. And so we're not agreeing that the situation that occurred is okay, but what we are saying yes to is that we're recognizing that our feeling and emotion as a result of this situation is here. It is what it is, right? So that's recognize and allow, naming what's here and allowing it to just be. So now the third step, I in RAIN, is investigate. So now we begin to explore what we're experiencing a little bit more closely. And so, you might want to ask yourself, what about this most wants my attention? And so to kind of help us dive into this a little bit, here we begin to feel into the body for sensations. So you might reflect on the situation and kind of just check in with your throat, your chest, your belly to notice if there's any tightness or tension. So it's not a cognitive reflection on what might be happening within, but it's more somatic, you know. So you're just checking in, noticing if there's any tightness or tension. And then also during this third step is asking yourself, what do I most need right now? Kind of noticing these things. And just kind of being aware of it. Being curious about what you might need. And then the last step of RAIN is N, which means either nourish or nurture. And so now, just as a good friend may offer, you know, some kindness or compassion to you, you might experiment by offering yourself some kindness. If it feels right, you know, considering placing your hand on your heart. And this is just a light, a very tender touch. Or placing your hand where you notice the tightness or tension, so maybe on the belly or the throat, whatever. And just seeing this hand to wherever you have your hand over your heart or your belly as a way of just bringing some nourishing or nurturing. And actually, just the intention of offering kind of this kindness inward deconditions us to be kind of at war with ourselves in a way as it relates to difficult situations. And it's also really important to know that we aren't our emotions, right? There is a saying that we can become the awareness underneath every thought or emotion or sensation. And so now, as this practice is coming to a close, I'm going to just invite you to pause for a moment before racing back to what you're doing at work or at home. And again, just taking a couple of nice breaths. A nice full in-breath, feeling the chest or the belly. And a nice slow out-breath, feeling sensations of the breath as you exhale. Doing that again, a nice full in-breath, feeling the chest and the belly. And a nice slow out-breath, feeling sensations of the breath as you exhale. And we'll end with just checking in to notice if there's any sort of shift that may have occurred as a result of this four-step process. Maybe noticing that you're not so caught up in the storyline of the situation, or maybe noticing that your body isn't as tight or tense. Or maybe recognizing that, you know, offering yourself some kindness felt helpful. Or you might just feel that you have a little bit more headspace, right, to go on with the rest of your day. So give yourself a sense of gratitude for taking this time for self-care, knowing that this practice can be done at any time and any place. And certainly, of course, you know, if you need support, reach out to a friend, a loved one, or a professional, right? That's always good for self-care and really, really important. So thank you so much for being with me today for this practice. And if you have any questions, reach out. My email is angela_m_johnson@rush.edu. Thank you.